little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Hannah, have you got an example of a particular patient in mind? Can you read the question?
Do you want to make some notes of the topics that have been raised?
That would be wonderful, yeah. So if we read that out aloud for the group there.
Who was the last patient you saw where you felt you could have managed the consultation better, and what aspect of your consultation skills could have made things better?
Okay. So, again, I think for me, kind of continuing a similar theme, really. I mean, time management's always been kind of one of the main areas to work on. I think just kind of agreeing with what you've just been saying.
Just in case.
Agenda setting really is kind of key. And it's the same thing in my practice, really, is that there's kind of a lot of strain on appointments, and you get people coming in with lists. So I've had kind of similar scenarios recently, really. I did recently have a lady come in who had multiple problems, literally couldn't deal with them all in that one type of day. But I did deal with it a similar way as well, really, just getting her to come back and book a double appointment. I think, yeah, really for me, kind of just getting better at kind of agenda setting and tackling, the expectations right from the beginning, rather than leaving it till the end and, then coming out with it right at the end when you've got 2 minutes left.
It's a useful tool, actually, isn't it, when you've got continuity, where you've got the possibility of inviting them back to see you, but there's no reason why you can't ask them to go and see someone else for the other problems too. But yeah, if they've got this high expectation of seeing you and getting all of these problems dealt with here and now, and that's not possible for you, then there is always the potential that you could bring them back fairly soon. So it's a useful additional weapon, isn't it? Whether we always use it is a different matter, isn't it? So I think we all kind of have to be a bit disciplined about it on occasions when there's a lot going on.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.